What sort of impact is this phase down of mining operations likely to have on the Stawell community? Justine Lindley is CEO of the Northern Grampians Shire. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Kat.
Now, not unexpected news, but nevertheless, what is the council's reaction to this announcement?
As you said, Kath, it isn't unexpected. With any mining community, and Stawell is a mining community, but it also has other diverse economy, of course, based on agriculture and tourism and some other allied manufacturing. We're always careful of carefully planning for the future, and the gold mine itself has been a long-term industry within town, dating back to the 1850s, really, not this particular mine operation, but the culture of mining is a very ingrained one in Stawell, and so we're really conscious that there should be ways of us to be able to retain those skills and abilities beyond the life of this particular mine.
And what about the people? We heard Troy Cole there say there are approximately 380 people employed directly or otherwise to the mine. Do you have any idea what this announcement means for those people?
Look, you'd have to speak to Troy and the people directly, but as I said, it's a mining community in Stawell, and people are very supportive, and there's a very fairly much a family-based atmosphere, really. It's one of those mines because it's not in a very remote location. It's in a beautiful part of Victoria that attracts people to sort of establish their livelihoods and lifestyles here. And as Troy explained, you know, it will take a period of time for that transitioning to occur. And so we're hopeful that there'll be a core component of people who remain in town, who may also maybe contemplate still having Stawell as their base, and looking at whether it's further employment with Crocodile Gold Corp or other mining ventures, whether it's within the region or further afield, that they still choose to live and support their families here in Stawell.
Well, assuming worst case scenario and you've got 380 families without any employment, can the town sort of absorb that kind of unemployment?
Definitely not, if that was the case. But I actually think that's more than a hypothetical. I don't think it's a reality factor. So, 380 people immediately losing their jobs is not something that we're even contemplating at the moment. It's not a realistic scenario.
What is the figure that you're working to?
Oh, definitely through a staged period. So we've had major downturns in other industry sectors in the past, and the community's come through that quite well. In fact, only several years ago, there were 110 jobs lost at Sepulton, Great Western, and while we were concerned about that at the time, those employees were absorbed within the broader community in Stawell. We have to remember that Stawell is a population of 6,500 people plus, and the broader district takes in close to 9,000. And we have other quite key industries here. So we're by no means a single string economy, far from it. In fact, we have a very strong, growing and alive agricultural centre with a very forward-thinking abattoirs that employs significant numbers of people. And, of course, we have the Grampians National Park right on our doorstep with significant tourism growth potential. There are a range of different jobs and job opportunities for people. But at the same time, we're also looking at exploiting some of the advantages that we have, including the redevelopment of the Stawell Airport. We've just completed a $3.5 million upgrade of that airport, and it provides us with a capacity to expand aviation-based businesses, but also potentially be a base for workers who may look to do fly-in, fly-out to other areas of the country.
So given that you've got all of these things going on in the Northern Grampians Shire, how significant is this announcement this week that the Stawell Gold Mine will cease its underground operations?
It's significant only in the fact that we know that we need to plan for things, and that it was a time that we knew eventually would come. It's not right on us right now. It's, as Troy indicated, you know, it's 18 months at least of underground mine life plus the extended processing period. And who knows what will happen in that period of time. I mean, mining is one of those industry sectors, as we all know, can be quite dynamic. And within the broader region, we have mineral sands operations that are potentially starting up. We have a lot of exploration occurring through other companies. We know that Navar Minerals is doing some exploratory work further afield. And we know that traditionally that we've had mining operations here for a long time, as I said before. So who knows what can happen in 18 months' time. But we're very confident that the very good thing for us is that we have a very good working relationship with the Stork Gold Mine and with the new owners, and we'll continue to expand on that and make sure that there is communication within the community.
All right, well, we look forward to you sharing how this will all unfold, and thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Kath.
Justine Linley is the Chief Executive Officer of the Northern Grampians Shire.